From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is Marin musician Noel Jukes. Noel is known as one of the godfathers of Bay Area jazz, being a multi-instrumentalist and a composer who's respected for his musicality, his integrity, and his versatility. Since making his professional musical debut in his home state of Utah with his family's swing band at the age of 12, Noel has been active on the Bay Area music scene for the past 35 years. And you just heard his wonderful jazz playing on my intro tune, Superjet, on which Noel played with the Matt Clark Trio. Noel has recorded with John Hendricks, Mary Stallings, Paula West, LaVey Smith, Graham Bruce, and Larry Vukovic, as well as with his own ensembles. The late, great Phil Elwood, the music critic of the San Francisco Examiner, called Noel Jukes the best mainstream reed man in the Bay Area, and he added, "I don't know of a better contemporary modern sax man anywhere," and I certainly agree with that. Noel will be making an appearance at a very special and star-studded performance in Sausalito next Monday, January the 9th, 2012, and I'll talk more about that later in the show. Today he's talking to us from his studio in Greenbrae, so please welcome to The Field Trip, Mr. Noel Jukes. Welcome, Noel.
You have me, yes.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I don't know if you have explained to your audience that I have to have heart surgery in January, yeah. And this is a benefit for me. It's put on by some very good friends of mine.
Yeah, let's talk about this benefit that's going to be put on for you. Now, you got some heart problems, and you're going to have open heart surgery, right?
Yes, I've agreed to have it done because it's a necessary thing for me to keep going on. I've been working gigs all through the holiday season, and I've put everything off until after New Year's, which we had a big bash down at the Westin Hotel with Swing Fever. It was a nice evening for a lot of folks.
Let's talk about a little bit about this benefit. I know that there's a lot of people who are going to show up and play with you. I know that Larry Vukovic and Larry Dunlap and Benny Watson are going to play. I know
they've all agreed to come and play.
Yeah, and I know the fabulous Harold Jones is going to play drums. Tony Johnson and Bob Belansky are going to play drums.
Well, I'm not aware of how many people are going to show up.
Well, I know you're going to have some great vocalists, too. I know that Jonathan Porritz and Wanda Stafford and Marty Blackard and Jackie Ryan are going to show up. It's going to be a fabulous evening.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Well, I can't either. We've got another week to go. So.
Tell me a bit about your background. Did you really start when you were 12 years old in Utah?
Yep. It's hard to believe that I've managed to survive all these years, but that's where I came from, a musical family. We had a little family dance band. My mother played piano, and my father played bass and guitar and trumpet. And then several brothers played other instruments in the band, and then some town folk, you might say, joined in with us from time to time. And we played high school proms, Elks Club dances, things like that, pretty much on a weekend basis. I broke in, anyway.
What instrument did you pick up first?
Well, actually, it was guitar when I was about 6 years old. I started playing clarinet with the band when I was 12. They would just bring me along to avoid having to pay for a babysitter, I suppose. And they said, well, you just hang in the background and play the melody. And they tolerated me, you know, and encouraged me.
And then you went for some other instruments.
Well, saxophone, and listen to records and imitate.
Who were you listening to?
First, I'd listen to Ellington from my father's record collection, and Basie and Benny Goodman. But then I got interested in bop, and I listened a lot to Charlie Parker.
Sure.
Well, Dave Brubeck also interests me. I like Paul Desmond's approach. We would go out to Lagoon, which is a resort on the Great Salt Lake, and hear the big bands come through. I heard Ellington twice out there. Count Basie, Joe Williams, heard Earl Garner, Nat Cole. Louis Armstrong was a big surprise to me. I thought he was like an old moldy fig, but he wasn't. He was he was just playing his own brand of jazz.
How did he make your way to California?
relative who had a motel in Fresno. It's called the Town and Country Lodge, and they had a lounge band. And through my uncle Malone, who played saxophone, was vacationing down there, and he mentioned the fact that I was coming along pretty well on saxophone. And he says, well, our saxophone player just quit. So they called me and offered me to come down and try it out. I arrived in Fresno, I think about 1959, and joined this seven-piece lounge band, played with them for about a year.
Well, I'm going to play a track now. It's formerly known as Limehouse Blues, but you have a different name for it.
Well, yes. There's a little thing in jazz we call contrafact. It's like you invent a new melodic line over a familiar set of chord changes, and that's what this would be. I just call it Limehouse Line.
So, let's listen to a little bit of it right now.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, Noel, that you've got some terrific musicians playing on that cut with you. Who are they?
Well, me and myself and I.
That's right.
I played piano, and with the help of some synth rhythms, that was the rest of it. And then I overdubbed the tenor line, so there's two tenor saxes playing the line, and that's it.
So how'd you get to San Francisco, where you made your name?
Well, I moved from Fresno to Sacramento and worked with a group up there for a while, and about 1963, 64, I moved down with a family that had been very supportive of jazz up there. They had a little club in Sacramento, and they decided to move down to the city, and that was Dick and Marion Williams. And they bought an old Victorian house on Oak Street, which was a known musician's hangout house. We used to call it Happy House. It was occupied by various musicians who would rent a room when they were in town with bands like Horace Silver, or some of the Sidemen would be passing through all the time, and I got to meet a lot of them. Like, I met Wes Montgomery, Carmen McRae, and her band. Some of the best music I've ever heard in my life, I think.
Was that in the 1960s?
Yes, mid-60s.
Yeah.
And then I got to work with John Hendricks. He came through town. We worked a week or so out at the Trident. It's called Horizons now at Sausalito. And I made my first recording with John Hendricks and Flip Nunez, Fred Marshall, and Jerry Gernelli. It's a live recording, John Hendricks live at the Trident. It was quite a thrill for me to actually be playing, you know, in a live situation and recording it, and actually hearing it come out on a record later. I knocked around a lot, you know, just playing little casuals and parties, go to jam sessions and trying to practice and various things that would get in my way, like falling in love and stuff like that, you know, and having children. And I'm amazed to realize that I'm still here, I guess, but I've been pursuing music all my life, and that's been the whole main thrust of my existence, I believe.
Tell me where you're going to be playing in the next few days before this big benefit.
Well, I'll be playing at the Seahorse tomorrow night. Might be my last night at the Seahorse with our quartet. And then I'm playing with Frank Jackson at the Raz Room Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Frank's going to do a tribute to Nat Cole. It should be a lovely show, so I'd like to encourage everyone to come out for that.
So it'll be the next few days at the Raz Room. And then let's talk about Monday, January 9 at the Sausalito Seahorse Restaurant. That's at 305 Harbor Drive in Sausalito. That's where the benefit for Noel Jukes is going to be. Doors open at 6 p.m. The music starts at 6:30. Tickets are available on the day of the show at the door. The suggested donation at the door is $25, but all donations will, of course, be graciously accepted. This is an all-cash gig, other than extra donations, which you can make by check made out directly to Noel Jewkes, that's J-E-W-K-E-S. If you're unable to attend and you'd like to help, you can certainly mail a contribution to Noel Jewkes at 125 Locust Avenue in Larkspur, 94939. If you want to see Noel Jewkes, you can always go to YouTube and look at some fabulous videos of him. They're there. Just go to YouTube and put in Noel Jewkes. Of course, you can go see him at the Raz Room in the next few days. If you want more information on the benefit show that's coming up for Noel, you can go to noeljewkes.com. And Noel, let me wish you the best of luck. I'll see you on the 9th.
Thank you for having me. I'm overwhelmed with, well, the support I've seen in the beginning. I'll try to be worthy of it. So wish me luck. I wish you luck to all. Happy New Year.
Well, thanks, Noel. You're a good guy. Everybody knows it, and everybody's supporting you. And when you get yourself back in shape, let's do another show, and we can talk more about the days in San Francisco in the 60s and 70s. How about that?
That's fine. That's something to look forward to.
All right. Love to do it. Thanks so much.
Okay, Mitch. Thanks. All the best to you.
Cheers, man.
Okay, cheers.
That's Noel Jewkes, everyone, and here's another opportunity to listen to his fabulous virtuoso sax playing. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with, of course, the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jewkes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jewkes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week. And before I go, just one more quick reminder about that show for Noel Jewkes. It's a benefit to cover some of the costs of his heart surgery. It will be on Monday, January 9, at the Sausalito Seahorse Restaurant, 305 Harbor Drive in Sausalito. Doors open at 6 p.m. The music starts at 6:30. Tickets are available on the day of the show at the door. The suggested donation at the door is $25, but all donations will be graciously accepted. This will be an all-cash gig, other than extra donations by check, which you can make out directly to Noel Jewkes. If you're unable to attend and you'd like to help Noel, you can mail contributions to Noel Jewkes, 125 Locust Avenue, Larkspur, California 94939. And if you want any more information about the benefit show for Noel, you can go to noeljewkes.com. Thank you.